Well, today we have the curing of the leper in Luke chapter 5, in a very, just a very touching, very beautiful story. And we have some interesting details that St. Luke gives us. As you know, St. Luke was a physician. He was a doctor. So he often, tells us some interesting, medical things too. And he says that this man was full of leprosy. Others obviously had leprosy, but this man was full of leprosy, probably covered with leprosy from head to toe. Leprosy was such a terrible disease back then. Some forms of leprosy were contagious, others weren't. They couldn't really tell, so they would just lump all the lepers together in colonies and camps, keep them outside the towns and the cities. And if they got within 20 feet of another person, they'd have to ring a bell and shout, "Unclean, unclean," to give people warning that a leper was in the area. Normally, they were not allowed in towns or villages. They'd be outcast from their family, from the synagogue, from the community. So they were rejected because of, obviously, their physical ailments, but also they were wounded emotionally because they did not have family or friends, or society had rejected them. And so it was just a terrible disease. Plus, with leprosy, you lose the nerve endings in your fingers and toes. And so because of that, they would damage themselves. And most of them no longer had fingers or toes, or other parts of their bodies would fall off, sometimes down to the wrist or elbow. And so this man was full of leprosy. You see this man so that the Lord had such compassion and pity upon him. But what's very interesting is that he hears that Jesus is in the town. Either he goes into the town in great faith to meet the Lord, or he somehow catches the Lord on his way out of town. It doesn't really say. But we do know that when he came up to the Lord, he fell prostrate. He showed great humility, and he fell on his face before the Lord. It says he continued to plead with him. So you see the qualities of good prayer, which is humility. It is perseverance. He pleaded with our Lord, and great trust and faith and courage and humility. Of course, he had great courage to want to come close to the Lord. And he praises the Lord. He doesn't call him teacher or rabbi. He calls him Lord. He says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Isn't that a beautiful prayer? And he had such great faith. He called him Lord. And very rare for someone to call him Jesus Lord at this point in his ministry. Thomas would say, "My Lord and my God," but that was after he saw the resurrected Christ. So this leper had great faith. Then he says, "If you wish, if it is your will." Again, we always pray in accordance with God's will. "Lord, if it's your will, you can make me clean." What an act of faith, since he was covered from head to toe with leprosy. What does Jesus do? He stretched out his hand and he touched him. Now that one detail is so powerful, so profound, because nobody ever touched a leper. He'd probably not been touched in years. Imagine that. Not to have a human hug or embrace or handshake. He had probably not been touched in years. Jesus reaches out his hand and touches him. And Jesus says, "I do will it, be made clean." And it would have been a sight to behold that right before everyone's eyes, he was transformed. His skin became beautiful again. And it says immediately the leprosy left him. So he was made whole. He restored, Jesus restored him to perfect health. Instantaneously, it says immediately, all the leprosy left him. Well, it says, Jesus says, "Do not tell anyone, but first, show yourself to the priest." The priest would be the ones that would have done sort of the medical examination. If they determined that the person no longer had leprosy, they were given a written document. They could then go back to the synagogue, back to the temple. They could go back to their family, back to society. So only the priest could issue that decree. And then it says, "Offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed." That would be the sacrifice of either two pigeons or two turtle doves. And they would be sacrificed in thanksgiving for the cure. And that will be proof for them, Jesus said. So the Lord wanted him not to go back to his family first, but to go first to get it officially documented by the priest. And then you can continue to go back to society, back to your family. But again, the Lord did not want him to tell anyone because, again, the Lord's main purpose was preaching and teaching the gospel message to bring about conversions and repentance. And secondarily, it was to work miracles and cures. But primarily, the Lord was here to save souls, not to cure bodies. Even though he did cure people, his main focus was to save souls. And when people like this leper would go around and spread the word, then the Lord would be spending all his time in the healing ministry. But of course, primarily his role was to be a redeemer of souls. And so it says, because of people like this leper, the report spread about Jesus all the more. Great crowds assembled to him to be cured of their ailments. And then the Lord, of course, would withdraw to a deserted place to pray. St. Luke's Gospel is the Gospel of prayer. Jesus is always praying throughout the whole Gospel of St. Luke. And so again, a very powerful story that we have today, the curing of the leper, especially when you see this poor man who'd just been filled with leprosy, immediately made whole by Christ, and the willingness of Jesus to reach out and touch him.